You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. This morning, we are visiting with Jonathan Simon, a family attorney and the founder of the Orlando Family Firm based in Orlando, Florida, specializing in family and marriage law. Mr. Simon, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I'm happy to be here this morning.
Certainly, and the pleasure is ours as well. So why did you decide to specialize in family law?
Well, some of that was born out of a little bit of life experience. Both my parents were actually divorced before they met and married and had me. So I do have two wonderful half-sisters, and one of them actually works for me, believe it or not. So it was born out of, I think, just life experience of kind of seeing some of the things that my family went through and honestly continues to go through. Some of the struggles that, you know, a divorce could present, especially when children are involved. So I think part of it was born out of personal experience, and then the other part of I've always been a little bit of an idealist, and family law is one of those areas that can be very difficult for people to go through. So I always felt that if I could build a little bit of a better mousetrap and be a little bit more accessible to clients, to charge a little bit more of a reasonable fee for my services, that it would sort of soften the blow for most people going through what is probably the most traumatic thing that they will go through in most of their lives. So part experience, part idealism, and I think we've been fairly successful combining the two.
Now, what led you to open your own law firm at the age of 25, which is certainly impressive, and how did you manage to do that at such a young age?
Well, I guess a lot of people would say craziness, but, the timing was right. I had worked for about a year after I graduated from law school. I had graduated school a little bit early, so I was able to get a head start as far as age is concerned. And just really wanted to do family law. The firm that I was working for didn't offer that at the time and wasn't open to the idea of starting, you know, within that firm. So I think a lot of it had to do with timing. To be honest, I think life circumstance has a lot to do with it. Hadn't met my wife yet, certainly didn't have any children, and really had the ability at that point to be a little bit flexible with time and being able to put the hours in that the venture called for. So I think a lot of it had to do with circumstance, and I had always known growing up that I wanted to have my own business, and when the opportunity presented itself, that was just something that I felt that I could do and really, you know, had the ability at that time to put the hours that were required into it. And I think now, you know, I am married, I have a 18-month-old son, and, you know, life changes, and I think if I had to do it now, it would almost be impossible. So, you know, age is one of those things in the legal profession that can work against you because people associate, you know, youth with inexperience. And one of the ways that, you know, we were able to overcome that is starting that young, so that when people come in and see me now, they say, well, you look pretty young. I said, yeah, but, you know, I've been doing this by myself for a long time now.
Now, at this point, how do you differentiate yourself from the competition?
I think it's a couple of things. The number one thing that really drove me to open my firm is there was a lot of dissatisfaction among clients, both family law and other areas of the law, where they just could never get a hold of their attorney. I think there's always an accessibility complaint or responsiveness complaint that we kept hearing when we did some market research before we opened up our firm. So I think from a responsiveness standpoint, one of the main things people like about us that's a little bit different is, you know, we do respond as quickly as possible, always within 24 hours. You know, you hear these horror stories about people that have these attorneys that, you know, they don't hear back from for weeks and they can never get a hold of them. So that was one of the main things we wanted to differentiate ourselves, was just client communication, always being available, phone, email, office consults, and it requires a lot of effort, of course, on our part, but that is something that we do use to differentiate, and people really have responded positively to. And then the other part, I think, is because of my personal experience and some of the family issues that I've dealt with personally, I think we do differentiate ourselves because we are able to relate to people when they come into a consultation and, you know, they're laying their essentially life story out. I can relate to that. I can relate to some of the issues they may be going through with an ex-spouse, with children or monetary issues. And the third thing, you know, everybody always asks how much does it cost, and I think, you know, paying a divorce attorney is just underneath getting hit by a bus on the list of most people's priorities. So, and we realize that, and we try to embrace that and tell people, look, you know, this is not something that you want to spend $100,000 on. You know, this is something that can be done, you know, in a cost-effective manner, and here are the different options that we provide. So I think we've been able to differentiate ourselves on those three main grounds, and obviously those are important things that people are looking for when choosing a family law attorney.
Good stuff, good information. Today we're joined by Jonathan Simon, the founder of the Orlando Family Firm based in Orlando, Florida, specializing in family and marriage law here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, are there any changes in legislature recently which would impact the future of family law?
There was a major push this summer to revise the alimony statute, and they had actually tacked on a couple revisions to the timesharing statute. Most folks address the timesharing issue first. Most folks, you know, use terms like custody and primary and secondary, and in Florida, actually, in 2008, about 5.5 years ago, got rid of the primary, secondary, the word custody, and now we have this concept of time sharing, which is just a percentage of time that each parent spends with the child and shared parental responsibility. It's been a tremendous move much more towards the center as far as men and women are concerned and respective rights and responsibilities. The proposed change, which did not pass, which has a good chance of passing next year, was it would create a presumption of 50-50 contact within the statute that the judges would have to abide by. So that's the main change that is going through the legislature or going to continue going through the legislature that I think may come about next year, which obviously would impact our cases quite a bit if there's a presumption in favor of equal contact. The second change had to do with alimony. There's been a big push lately from some of the legislators to get rid of permanent alimony and then drastically change how alimony is calculated, the amount of years that it can be awarded based upon the length of the marriage. And then there's caps as far as certain percentages of net and gross income that the court would be bound by, because right now in Florida there is no alimony guideline like we have for child support. There's no computer formula for it, and it's very, very variable depending upon which judge you may see and which particular day you may go. So there's a big push to codify some sort of alimony calculation and to put some sort of time limitation on both getting rid of permanent as well as really driving down the average length of an alimony award. So obviously huge pros and cons, you know, depending upon which side of the case that you're litigating. But I would expect at some point, you know, next April or May when legislature's in session, that they are going to revisit that and probably pass some form of a 50-50 presumption for time sharing and some form of alimony reform. And I think the alimony reform that you're going to see is driving down both the length of time and the amount of alimony awards. So obviously the people paying will be happy and the people receiving will be less than happy. But I think that's the course that the legislature seems to be on for next year.
Very informative. How about offering some advice that you would have for aspiring attorneys or entrepreneurs who are looking to open up their own firm?
Well, opening up a firm, I think the one thing that lawyers don't realize when they make that step is that it requires a tremendous amount of business acumen. And I think that one of the main mistakes that people make when they're doing it is they just anticipate, okay, I'm going to open up a firm, I'll get some clients, and I'll be in court all day, and, you know, I'll be practicing law. And in reality, probably about 25% of my day is spent on doing things other than practicing law, from doing payroll to doing marketing to speaking engagements to anything, really. And I think that's the one misconception that most folks have, especially fresh out of law school, where they say, okay, I'll just open up my own firm, and I'll be a great attorney. Well, that's only part of the battle. And I think the biggest piece of advice as far as that goes is if you're not a business person or you don't come from a business background, you know, there's courses out there. Florida offers law office practice management services through the Florida Bar. Plenty of resources out there that I would encourage people to go to if they're less than comfortable with the business aspect of the firm. The second piece of advice I would give people is pure money. And I know in any business, you have to have a certain amount of venture capital. You have to have a certain amount of breathing room. And the notion of starting a law firm with no money, which is what a lot of people coming straight out of law school, they just have this concept of starting a firm. And I've had lunch with some of these students that go to the schools around where we practice, and the main thing that they are lacking is funding. And I think a lot of folks don't realize the law firm is a business just like any other business, and usually within the first 2 to 5 years, you have to have some flexibility financially, and I think people need to be realistic about that going into it. So having a business plan that encompasses both the business aspect of the firm, the proper ground level for the financing, two huge important things going in before you even start the business, and then once you actually start the law firm, the other thing I think people don't realize or they are unrealistic is the time commitment that it takes to get something off the ground, especially as a younger lawyer, just pounding the pavement, meeting people, going to networking lunches, giving speeches, getting out into the public. It's a tremendous time commitment, and I think realistically, I worked about 70 to 80 hours a week for years, and we're in year 5 right now, and I'm just starting to get back down into the 50 to 60 hour a week range, so that's a tremendous time commitment, and that's why I talked a little bit earlier about why I did it at such a young age, is that now if I had to work the 80 hours a week, I mean, it would be tremendously difficult with the family and everything, so time and money and business acumen, I think, are the three main things that people really need to consider before they make a move like that.
Now, in conclusion, who would be a prime candidate that would be seeking or could use or even consider your services at this point at the Orlando Family Firm?
Well, one of the things that we preach to people, and it's sort of counterintuitive because of the way that our business model is, but I encourage people before they make the decision to either get divorced or initiate some other type of family law proceeding is really to explore other options. I mean, counseling, family counseling, marital counseling. Some people do it through a church. Some people, you know, a non-religious avenue. We really, really encourage people to exhaust other options before coming to see us. Now, obviously, we all know that life isn't perfect and our services are necessary. So I think that if you're out there and you've made the decision that, look, you know, we've tried counseling, it's just not working, we really need to separate, you know, those are the folks that need to come see us, because once you've made the emotional decision to move forward with a family law case, that's the appropriate time, I think, to contact an attorney. As an attorney, I'm not a psychologist, and certainly, you know, am not going to be able to do that type of counseling for folks, and we encourage them to seek it elsewhere. But once you've gone over the emotional hump, I think, of making the decision that it is something that you want to do, come in and see us, sit down with us. We do offer free consultations, and we encourage people to come in and pick our brains, because you don't want to make an uneducated or a poor decision that can affect you for the rest of your life. So prime candidates for us are people that have already exhausted the other options of keeping the family unit together and now are faced with a somewhat harsh reality of going through a divorce or other family law situation. And that's where we're really here to help. And we certainly want a consumer to be educated and to have their legal questions answered, because, you know, you don't want to be taken advantage of. You don't want to sign a bad deal. And if nothing else, you know, come in and chat with us for 30 minutes and maybe get some peace of mind, and maybe you don't even need an attorney. So I just encourage everybody, just information gather, do your homework, you know, meet with us, maybe meet with some other attorneys. You know, there's no such thing as having too much knowledge when you're going into a family law proceeding. So those are the folks that we encourage to come in and see us.
Definitely good information. Certainly appreciate all that in depth and thorough. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about the law firm, the Orlando Family Firm, online?
A couple different ways you can get us. Our website is theorlandofamilyfirm.com. You can email me at Jonathan, is my first name, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, at theorlandofamilyfirm.com. or you can give us a call. It's 407-377-6399. So any of those different ways, we can either set up a consultation, we can talk a little bit over the phone, I answer questions over email. So we really try hard to be as accessible as possible, but the website is a great first resource for most people to get some information about who we are, what we do, what practice areas that we focus on. So the OrlandoFamilyFirm.com is going to be most people's first stop in sort of doing a little bit of checking up on us. The other website that I encourage people to go to is called AVO. It's AVVO.com. It's a third-party website that we don't control any of the content that's written about us. It's a place where people can go on and give reviews about lawyers that they've used and law firms that they've used. So I would encourage anybody to go to that website and look at some of what our past clients have to say about us and their experience about the firm and some of the other speaking engagements and events and charity work that we've done as a firm. A great resource just to, again, get a little bit more background information before you make the major decision of what law firm to hire.
Well, certainly appreciate your stopping by. Very helpful. He is Jonathan Simon, the founder of the Orlando Firm, based in Orlando, Florida, specializing in family and marriage law. And the website, once again, is theorlandofamilyfirm.com. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. And thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.